laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for
amen. Good singing.
Joseph. Good singing. God promised Isaiah nearly 800 years earlier, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. God also promised the prophet Micah, out of Bethlehem will come a ruler who will shepherd God's people, Israel. Many years later, that very thing happened. An angel appeared to a carpenter named Joseph, and in Matthew chapter 1, we have these words. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary for your wife. For that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. What an amazing, priceless gift. What a history-changing announcement. Listen to this song by Jerry Peoples.
Thank you.
Take your hymnals again, please, and turn to number 249. O Come, All Ye Faithful. We'll sing all three verses. Beautiful. And then turn over just one page to number 250.
of the little town of Bethlehem.
Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. Next, an angel appeared to some shepherds and said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring good news of great joy to everyone. Today in the city of David, there has been born a Savior for you, who is Christ the Lord. You will know him by being wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." The shepherds found him just like the angels had said and went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard. Can you imagine what it would have been like for them to experience that? What an amazing night. Listen to this song by Dr. Randy McCauley.
Thank you.
so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Participation in this last verse. It goes like this: Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's true light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord at thy birth, Jesus, Lord at thy birth. And you sing it as loudly as you can, we make a joyful noise to the Lord. This is his special night where he came into the world to save our souls and save the world. I'm going to sing a little bit, something different while you're singing the last verse here. So here we go. We'll end up at the end of together though. We'll be in the end at the same time. Silent, oh silent night, oh holy night, oh Son of God, left pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord at thy birth, oh, Jesus, Lord at thy
say that we have two of the best musicians in Iowa sharing with us tonight, and what a blessing, what a delight it is to have both Jerry and Randy sharing with us for special music. And look at all these families. I mean, this is a night that's so exciting to me because I get to see a lot of people I don't get to see all year and come together as families. It's so exciting. I'd like to mention all of you. I'm going to mention my own family, of course. All of our kids are together tonight. Would you all stand? The whole bunch. Thank you. And my poor wife has got a bad cold tonight, and she does all the work, but she get the honors, but we really, really appreciate her. Thank you so much for coming and just sharing in this special night. The song that Randy just sang, Silent Night, is a great description of the appearance of baby Jesus outside the centers of power, the silence of his coming, outside the centers of influence. Quietly, he slipped into the world that he himself had made, coming not to demand, not to intimidate, not to force his way, but to offer God's salvation to anyone who would receive it. Those who want to control us come screaming loudly and demanding our attention. They believe that they can create truth by intimidation and fear. But truth can't be created. The truth of God came without fanfare, without parades, without noisemakers, and he came to bring God to us and us to God. Eternal life from him is simply the only gift that matters at the end of our life. Though his coming was quiet, it wasn't unimportant. He literally changed the course of the world. Gradually, one person at a time, was changed forever by Jesus Christ. History was changed in every way. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, his life, his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven are all historical events that have incredible sources behind them to prove that they really happened. They all happened like any other event in history. But while other historical events like the Revolutionary War, World War II, and the attack of 9/11 changed our world and changed the circumstances around us, gave us things that affect us, this historical event was much bigger. It changed our lives. It changed me. It changed me forever. Can you imagine the thoughts going through Mary's head that night when Jesus was born? Luke 2 says, "But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart." There's a beautiful song that expresses that message, and Dr. McCauley is going to sing that now.
Your baby boy is
know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I
The identity of Jesus' baby boy was the core of all the meaning in the world. He was everything. He gave us everything. He gave us himself. And it seemed like it would be really sad to come and celebrate his birth and the meaning of his life and who he was, and never let him become a part of our lives. And that's what tonight is about. Not just celebrating, but really inviting him into our lives to be our Savior, our Master, and to give us everything. And then when we do that, we will have the joy of knowing that we have him forever, and that we will be joined together forever, and we can sing that great Christmas song, Joy to the World. I'd like to do one thing tonight. Wasn't on schedule. I'd like you all to stand, and then take just a minute to greet people around you and say Merry Christmas, and then Lonnie's going to come lead us in Joy to the World, and then Jerry's going to play us out with a beautiful song.
Christmas, everyone. Please take your hymnals one more time and turn to number 270, Joy to the World. This is a jolly bunch. Number 270. We'll sing all four verses.
Receive her King. Let every heart
Let men their song employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Thank you to Lonnie and to Dorinda for providing the music for us tonight, for leading and for the accompaniment. It's really wonderful. A song I'm going to do is Breath of Heaven by Amy Grant. Again, this is a song about the realization of Mary, of who it is that was her child.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. That was awesome. Thank you, Dr. McCauley. Thank you, Dorinda, for sharing your gifts with us. It's so awesome that we get to do this as a family. Those of you that are visiting, welcome to Perry Bible Church. And those of you that came home, welcome back home. One of the things that I just wanted to say in closing is sometimes we can get so caught up in the busyness of Christmas and traditions and decorating and food, of course, and forget the whole reason why we celebrate Christmas. And so I just want to thank each one of you for coming tonight and for making this a part of your Christmas service, because coming together as a family and celebrating Jesus is the reason why we even have Christmas. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your amazing gift of Jesus. We thank you for knowing in advance what you would need to do to save us. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your grace that you extend to us over and over. And as we celebrate Christmas, Lord, help us to remember that it's all because of your Son. And I know that there are traditions that we have as families and things that we do to celebrate, Lord, but help us to celebrate the goodness of your Son, the Savior of the world, being born and given to us because you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.